Okay, we'll expand on that point from Rav Chalap. We live in a world where there's a constant struggle within us to recognize Hashem within what goes on in our lives and within what exists. A person can very easily be drawn to believing that there are two worlds. There's the spiritual world, when I go to yeshiva, when I go to shul, and then there's the real world. There's the job, all the good ideals and themes that you talk to me about in yeshiva, well, that's for yeshiva. In business, I'm an animal. Like Plato said, you know, Plato would sit down to eat, and he'd eat like an animal. And he'd say, this is where I'm an animal. When I speak spirituality, that's when I'm a wonderful human, I'm godlike. We don't see it that way. That's the Rambam's stress in his introduction to Pirkei Avot, when the Rambam says it's one soul. It's the same soul that eats. It's the same soul that has every capacity of life. And even where we seem to have a similar life to the animal, even where I eat, the animal also eats. What's the difference? Rambam says it should be integrally different, in that my eating should reflect the fact that I'm spiritual, and my spirituality should be a part of everything I do, even the most physical things I do. Now, this idea that Hashem is relevant in everything, that nothing is to the exclusion of Hashem's existence and my connection to Hashem, is one that's a lifelong challenge. It's very hard. One can learn Torah, connect to Torah, apply Torah, and still be tempted when they're doing their taxes and other things to leave it out of it. I'm a good guy in shul. I'm a good guy in other things. Do I have an existence that's separate from my connection to Hashem? How far do I let Hashem in, right? That's the Kutzker Rebbe saying. They asked Hashem, Where is Hashem? And the Kutzker Rebbe said, wherever you let him in. Our perception, wherever you're willing to see him, that's where he is.
You can see a different way as well. Okay.
But Yesh Hashem, Rav Chalap is saying, is the recognition that Yaakov Avinu came to, that the only Yesh is with Hashem. That existence is only with Hashem. He sees these all fantastic prophetic visions as giving one message. At the end of the day, the only Yesh is with Hashem.
Otherwise, you're not really living. Is that what you say?
Without otherwise, that's the only Yesh, the only existence that is.
I'm keeping Hashem in the box over here, and I'm going to live like any other cocker spaniel over here, or whatever. You know, you're not going to keep Hashem. Then he said, you're not really living.
That's a product. Okay. He's not going there.
Okay.
He's saying the takeaway for Yaakov Avinu was that the essence of it all is that recognition. You're saying what's a product of that? He's not there. He's saying that's the theme that Yaakov takes from all of it. Yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. From this place I've learned the idea that Hashem is the essence of all yesh. And that's, again, when you can connect to that, then everything else falls into place. The more you connect to that, the more everything else falls into place. The challenge is always, is it relevant here? We'll take a simple example. You're standing in line, someone wants to cut you in line. You say, I'm sorry, I'm in a rush, I have to make the bus. The person says, I'm sorry, I'm also in a rush, I just have two items. And you say, you know, I really can't do it. And then the person at the checkout says, you're going to be a nice person, I'm letting him go first. And you say, but I'm in a rush. And they say, so you can be a nice person. And they let the other person go first, against your will and against what's fair. And then you go, and then you run out of the store, and you run up, and you see you just missed the bus by those 10 seconds. Wow, now what? Now what? We can make the story a little bit more juicy. It's your job interview. Your kid is going to be standing out in the rain and getting wet. So,
of Godzilla Tovis, but you got to really believe it. That's the challenge, right?
You turn around and you see the nincompoop who cut you in line, and he's standing there eating his bamba patiently. He's not running anywhere. Now, what are you going to tell him? Right? He had to cut you in line. What are you going to tell him? But let's ask a different question. Is there bon shalom here now? Your emotions are wild. Right now you're really ticked. But is there a Bono Shel Olam here? And this is a recurring theme in our life. We have moments where we feel like, but I am upset. And it's that capital I.
Like there's a reality.
I leave their bones shown for when I go to shul, but I am upset. He did this to me. You understand?
Yeah.
I am an important person right now. And he did this to me. He didn't do it to me. Right? That's a very big deal. He did it to me. He didn't just do it to me. Right? You see? So at that moment, our capital I becomes like huge. So we don't say it that way. But that's what's happening right then. Those are moments where we have the challenge. Is there a bone show relevant? Or is it me? Come on. You don't understand? So that's our challenge. But I gave a small example. This is a recurring theme in our life, that challenge of how far is there bon shalom a part of what goes on in my life? So you could be, it's very tempting to be intellectually dishonest and say, L'shem Shemayim, someone has to tell him what he did was wrong. Am I doing it L'shem Shemayim? He's wrong, and someone has to tell him. But it's my rights. What he did was really wrong. No one's arguing that.
Is it...
No one's saying you have to give in. The question is, when we see red, is there a bone shown there, or is what we see there?
That's so hard.
I mean, how do we answer that question for ourselves?
They had to get that one guy, right? All these other great ones couldn't do it.
If we look at it from the perspective of, if this was totally out of my control, then...
I didn't say what the right answer is. I didn't say what you should do. I said the perspective, the starting point. So let's take a smaller case, okay? You're just the king of Israel. It just happens to be a party where everyone's come together to honor the Aaron, and you've done something that exemplifies your extraordinary humility by dancing in front of the Aaron with all your might. And as you walk away from the celebration, your wife comes out to greet you in front of everyone and puts you down and say, oh boy, was that respectful. Some king you are, dancing in front of everyone like one of the knaves, in front of everyone. She puts you down. At that moment, this is a story that we see in Navi about David HaMelech. At that moment, is David HaMelech answering her out of his anger? Out of his, you're talking to me, this is Kavod HaMalchus? You're putting me down in front of everyone? This is right? What does David answer her? Let's see how many times he mentions the Ribon Shel Olam. What does he say? But he speaks. But he says it in the name of Hashem. Hashem is very much there.
What was the need to bring in her father?
He was explaining to her why she didn't understand the story, right?
Well, it seems that she was punished for it afterwards.
Right?
Right? So,
it's easier to
understand, I guess. Well, maybe he too, I mean, who knows?
Here we go.
That's true, but somehow or other...
Vayomer David el Michal, what are the first words? Lifnei Hashem. Before Hashem. His first words. Before Hashem. It's not his personal issue. Why he answered her, he was telling her, you know, you're making the mistake of your father. But that was her father also. He says, why was I chosen over the whole family? Because I'm willing to put myself down before Hashem. And I'm willing to put myself down even more. And I'm willing to go all the way with the maids and the servants to serve Hashem. My kingdom is not about my being above the people. I have my job, but I'm willing to dance with the knaves in honor of Hashem.
Well, that sounds beautiful. I still have a hard time with him, sir, to say, even though it was educational.